Welcome back to JR Morning. Michigan's public schools are entering a new chapter with fresh leadership at the top and big questions about what comes next for students and teachers and families statewide. And after the retirement of longtime Superintendent Dr. Michael Rice this fall, the state's education system now being guided by a new voice with decades of classroom and administrative experience. His name, Dr. Glenn Maleko, and he joins us here on JR Morning. Dr. Maleko, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Glad you're here. You've been on the job, about a month or so. What has surprised you most since stepping into the role of state superintendent?
Well, it's been really great. There's a lot of learning I need to do within the department, but the department staff has been outstanding. And so I have a lot of meetings, a lot of approvals I need to do. I would say my local experience in the Dearborn Public Schools spanning 30 years. I started as a substitute teacher in 1995. You know, worked as a principal to an HR director, superintendent for 10 plus years has really helped me. It's invaluable as I move on to the state job. I'm very excited. I'm working with a lot more legislators, the governor's office. I've had developed good relationships already. We had a joint summit with the governor. So we're really looking to move forward for the benefit of all Michigan students. And one of my mottos is we need to put students first. I did that in Dearborn. I have a student advisory council, and so I'm very excited to do that. But yeah, there is a lot of learning for me. I have a lot of experience, but up at the State Department, it's a different job. It's got a high level of responsibility, but I'm ready for it and ready to go and ready to do what's right by all Michigan students.
Obviously, brand new here on the job. A lot of talk about our reading scores in our state. We're 33rd by some accounts. How do you fix this?
So here's the thing, you know, I always say it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, we need to focus on the things that are already working. I will compliment the governor, the legislature, the Michigan Department of Education, former State Superintendent Dr. Rice for passing the dyslexia and literacy law in 2004. We want to maintain that and move forward. What we need to do is to get everyone on board working together. I'm a big hockey person. I'm a diehard Detroit fan, diehard Red Wings. And I said, look, why would we ever body check our own team? Let's get together and let's all get behind the literacy initiative. And so what we're calling for is everyone working together. And this is what we've been doing since I've been in Lansing and prior Dr. Rice. Is getting everyone involved and say we need to get behind this. So we're providing training through that legislation for all elementary teachers. I'm calling for a mandate moving forward so that all preschool to fifth grade elementary teachers are trained in what we call the science of reading. I think that's critical. I think the department has done a lot of great things already. We need to build on that momentum. A couple other things I'm planning to do, which you said literacy, is to get out in the districts and hear from people. Michigan is a local controlled state, so we need to hear the different areas of the state and what's working and what is not. I'm planning a trip in the Upper Peninsula later in the year, and I think that's very important. The third thing that I'm looking to do, and again, this is all under collaboration, is bring back people, stakeholders, parents, school leaders, union officials, to look at our top 10 strategic plan for Michigan. We need to look at that, renew it, and all get behind it for what you said, the benefit of Michigan students for literacy initiatives and to improve student outcomes.
I mean, Michigan, unfortunately, ranks in the bottom 10 in a lot of categories. Does it feel daunting, though, as you embark on this educational journey?
Yeah, I mean, some of those ratings you got to look at. My dissertation, I really understand the NAEP, the national assessment data. And a lot of that data says we're not significantly statistically different than a lot of other states. However, we do know we need to improve. No, you know what? I'm excited to do the job. I'm excited to do the work. I know we're going to have challenges, but I have a lot of alliances. I was the president of the Michigan Superintendent Association. There's people that want to get behind us together for the students. So I look at it as a challenge. I know there'll be tough times, there's no doubt. But you know what? As we form a great team and we work together, we're up for it. And we have to. This is the future of Michigan. The students are our future. They give me great hope. But we got to get behind it. We got to increase those scores. We got to do it for the benefit, not just because of the test scores. We want students to be successful. We want them to graduate and then be successful after graduation. One of the things I was proud of in Dearborn was we had 3,800 students in dual enrollment classes. We were 20% above state averages with the amount of college admission rates with our partnership with Henry Ford College. So we need to work on things like that to ensure that students are successful after graduation.
Speaking with Dr. Glenn Maleko, State Superintendent of Public Instruction here on JR Morning. And Dr. Maleko, artificial intelligence, as you know, already showing up in a lot of classrooms. How do you balance innovation with making sure that AI is used appropriately and responsibly?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think we can't ignore it. This is the future. Anytime technology comes in, it is going to be there. But we got to work on ways to use it in a positive manner. We're going to be working on something with maybe some policy development at the state. That's what I'm going to be calling for in some of my priorities. I think we need to be cautious, but we definitely have to embrace it. We want students to use it in an appropriate manner. And when, you know, I started using it about a year ago. We had training from the state level that came into Dearborn when I was still Dearborn superintendent. And it's a great tool if used appropriately, but you've got to do the work. So like you said, we've got to be cautious about it, but we definitely have to embrace technology and innovation. We need to do that for the benefit of our students because this is the future and this isn't going away.
What about, again, new on the job bureaucracy here in all of this and your thoughts on the National Education Department going away and the states having more purview over things?
Yeah, so as far as the bureau, that's one learning area for me, being a local superintendent, you know, learning all the different departments. But the team at the Michigan Department, my state board, who's a great partner, is helping me, Dr. Pam Pugh, our board president, and all the board members, it's been great. But I am concerned at the federal level. What it's going to mean is it's going to push down more work on the Michigan Department. And we, you know, the staff, we're not overstaffed, we're understaffed. And so one of the things, as an example, I was very disappointed in the National Blue Ribbon School was eliminated. It's a positive program. It really doesn't cost a lot. And I was just disappointed that that was eliminated. We've created one at the Michigan Department to fill that gap. So that's kind of one example. Another area. The bigger concern, though, is the potential lack of funding for students, especially students in special education, students below the poverty, at risk, what we call our Title I dollars. The federal administration in the summer had held up several of what we call Title II, III, and IV dollars. That's for staff development for teachers, English language learners, arts and technology. That was all held up. It finally got released. I was actually in Washington with my colleague superintendents from across the state. But those kind of things are very concerning because that is going to mean a detriment directly to our students with lack of resources in the classroom. And that comes from all districts. It doesn't matter if you're red or blue. All students were hurt when the funding is taken away in those high needs areas.
Dr. Glenn Maleko, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, appreciate you coming on. Good luck. And we'll be talking throughout the year. And anytime you have any updates you want to give us, feel free to give us a call.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and I'd love to do it. I want to give a shout-out to my communications director back in Dearborn who gave me the idea to come here on your show, and he said you should be a regular, and then Bob Wheaton from the department for doing a great job here too. So thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate it. On my way to work in Dearborn every day, I listen to your show, so thank you.
Go Red Wings.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah,
exactly. That's right.
Thank you, Doc. See you later.
Thank you so much.
All right.
It's a lot of work, certainly.
He's got
he's right. Yeah. You know, this is the future. And one of the Whitmer administration's priorities has been retaining our talent. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to make sure that talent is
reading,
working in the right direction.
Exactly.
Yeah. At a very basic level. So, yeah, that's good to hear.
Well, hopefully we'll be hearing from him throughout the year. Coming up, more talk on what's going on in Minneapolis and other stories. That's next on JR Morning.